Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present One More Lie, a novel by Amy Lloyd, performed by Joe Gaminara and Tamarin Payne.
1. Her, now. There is a child staring at me from across the aisle. I turn to face the window and enjoy the warmth of the sun on my face until we pause at a bus stop and the light is blocked. When I look back, the child is still staring and I blush. For a second, I imagine doing something cute, something like sticking my tongue out at him or crossing my eyes. But I know that when I do these things, they are not cute and can even come across as sinister. Maybe it is my shyness. Maybe I cannot pull it off because I am shy. Or maybe people can sense that there is something missing in me, that I am broken. "Excuse me," someone is saying. They don't say it in a nice way. When I look up, there is an old lady who smells a little like lavender and like her coat has been tucked away for a long time over the summer and she has only just taken it out. I don't know what she wants. "What?" I say. It comes out wrong. I think about what Dr. Isherwood said about appearing abrupt, cold. I smile with 70% of my teeth showing and then relax my face. "Is anyone sitting there?" she asks. There isn't anybody sitting there. It's just my bag. Then I realise what she means and I put my bag on my lap and she sits down with a tut and a sigh. I don't know why people don't just say what they mean. Why she doesn't say, "Please can you move your things so I can sit down?" I look back to the child, but now it is the mother who's staring at me. It looks like others are too, and that they are all wondering what is wrong with me and why I made the old lady stand for so long without moving my bag. Now my stomach is trembling. I wasn't worried about my first day of work until all this happened. 2 more stops and we'll be on Walters Road. Get off the bus, walk towards the traffic lights, take the next left. I need to go to customer services and say, "Hello, my name is Charlotte and I'm starting here today. I need to ask for Mr. Buckley, the manager." I can picture all of this in my head as Sarah and I did a dummy run last week before I left the unit for good. But still, I think that I'm remembering wrong and I feel nervous. Sarah said it was fine to feel nervous, that this was a big step and she knew I could do it. Because Sarah normally works with teenagers and children, she talks to me like I'm also a child. Dr. Isherwood says Sarah means well and she's just trying to put me at ease. Secretly, I think Sarah believes I am mentally disabled and not just a little strange. She doesn't know who I am, or my real name, or why I am 28 and need help to get the bus. If Sarah knew who I am, I know she wouldn't be smiling so widely, with 80% of her teeth and intense eye contact. My ankle itches. I bend down and squeeze a finger underneath my tag. Under the tag, it is always moist and I can't scratch it properly, no matter how much I try. I snap back up, frustrated. Without thinking, I bring my finger to my nose to sniff. Sometimes, if water gets trapped behind the tag when I shower, it starts to smell a little cheesy. The woman next to me hunches her shoulder away from me. I realise she has been watching and she is making a show of being disgusted. She needn't be. My finger smells of nothing today. My stop. I press the bell a long time before I really need to, and I squeeze past the old lady and stagger down the bus, holding the bars as I go. When I look back, the old lady has moved into the window seat and rested her large handbag on the space next to her. That's rich, I think. I'll tell Dr. Isherwood about her tomorrow. When I step off the bus, I have a moment of panic. Nothing looks as I remember it. I'm worried I'll get lost and be late. If I'm late, they will change their minds about hiring me, and if I don't have a job, they'll send me back to secure care and... I take a breath. I look at the watch they gave me. I am 40 minutes early. The walk there will take less than 10 minutes. I want to be at least 10 minutes early. Even if I am lost for 20 minutes, I will still be there on time. This soothes me, and when I look at...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?